It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lack of boundaries invites lack of respect. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. Today, we hear from YouTuber and licensed therapist Katie Morton on teaching people how to treat us by setting personal boundaries. Enjoy.
There may have been a time in our lives when we were too young or we didn't really have any control over our situation, and therefore we had no other option but to let people treat us in an undesirable way. But now, we're grown-ups. Even if we're teens, we're still adult enough to teach people how to treat us properly. Now, one of the things that we often don't realize is that we're reinforcing some of this undesirable behavior. Let's give an example, okay? So let's say we have someone in our life who's really bossy, really pushy, and they're aggressive, and they keep asking for things until we're exhausted, we don't want to fight with them, and we give in, and they get their way. Now you can see that reinforces their behavior because they got really pushy, really aggressive, and then they got what they wanted. And who would have even thought that that was really reinforcing this bad boundary or undesirable behavior? But it really is. The first step to teaching people how to better treat us is noticing these times when we may be reinforcing bad behavior, because we often don't even realize we're doing it. So if we can take time and pay attention to when we give in to people, we may say yes when we really mean to say no, someone is just really pushy so we always just let them have their way, start recognizing when this is happening, because that's where we can start. Step 2 is knowing that you have the right to always walk away from someone if they're speaking to you rudely. I find many of my clients, even myself sometimes, feeling like I have to have certain conversations or I'm forced to have to sit there and be berated by someone. But you know what? We have the right to walk away. And recognizing that power gets us one step closer to self-respect, which is really what I'm trying to teach you. It's the core of who we are and what we believe we deserve. And it's from that that we can teach others how to better treat us. The third step is knowing that we have the right, always, to say no if something is not in our best interest. If it's way out of our way to take someone to the airport, if it's really inconvenient for us to swing by easily and just pick up that thing for someone, we can say no. And recognizing that we have that right, it doesn't make us a jerk. It doesn't make us selfish. It doesn't mean that we're just so rude and horrible person. It means that we recognize what is convenient and what makes sense for us. And when things don't make sense, we have the right and the ability to say no at any time. The fourth step is recognizing that we have the insight and we have realized relationships and situations that just really feel icky and are unhealthy, and we are able to distance ourselves from those people. Now, I know for many of you, you may live at home, and I've had many messages. People say, what if my parents are toxic, and what if they're the ones that are overstepping boundaries? We still have the ability to distance ourselves. In certain situations, we can make sure that we're not around them, or we're not part of the discussion, or we're not available to talk about this certain situation that we don't want involved in. We can still emotionally distance ourselves in certain situations so that we protect our own self-respect, so that we don't get drawn in to these unhealthy relationships where people try to invade our privacy, share our privacy with other people, maybe very rigid and restrictive. This helps give us the power to say, you know what? I'm not going to participate right now. I'm busy. I have to go. Oh, you want to talk? I'm sorry. I already have other plans. I'll be back later. We have the ability to do that. The fifth and most important step on teaching other people to treat us better is sticking with it. If you ever get deterred, if you find yourself feeling like, I'm such a jerk, and they're going to hate me, and this is just, I'm never going to have any friends, and everything's going to be terrible, think to yourself, is it more important that other people like me or that I like me? Oftentimes I find we look outward so much for affirmation to build our self-esteem, so that we feel good about how we look and how we present to others, and we forget about our own self-respect. And that's where true compassion, true love, true life comes from, is self-respect. Respecting who you are, recognizing your strengths, and taking time to notice those, to write those things down. A lot of what I talk about in my videos is just us going inside to figure out what's important to us, who we are, why do we love ourselves. And if maybe we don't find anything at the beginning, we're like, I don't know what I love. That's where you need to start, is taking time to recognize what's so wonderful and great and unique about you, because everyone has those things. And once we begin this process, stick with it, because I'll tell you this, you're worth it.
That does it for today's episode of 7 Good Minutes. Please take a moment to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. If you have questions, you can ask those by going to 7goodminutes.com/askclyde or get me on Twitter at Clyde Lee Dennis. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.